A snow event is likely to go ahead and spread across the majority of the Midwest as we go through the day today and overnight tonight. The storm system promises to produce widespread snowfall from portions of Minnesota and eastern Iowa down through a big part of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. In fact, we may even see some snow from this event reaching down into Tennessee and certainly the central Appalachian Mountain region. The storm system promises to produce accumulating snow in the range of 3 to 6 inches most often, and some local totals over 9 inches. The moisture content in this precipitation event will run anywhere from around 3/10 of an inch to around 6 or 7/10 of an inch, with a few totals pushing upwards to around 85/100 of an inch. Storm system is expected to wind down fairly quickly as we go through the day tomorrow. At least in the western portions of the Corn Belt, we should see most of the precipitation there end overnight tonight. But as we go through the day tomorrow, the precipitation will rapidly diminish from Illinois into Ohio, but it will probably take most of the day tomorrow for the easternmost sections of the region to see the precipitation completely wind down. We will expect to see a high pressure system settle into the region with some cool air shortly after that. Any precipitation that occurs during the day on Thursday will likely be snow flurries or snow showers, and they'll be most likely confined to the Great Lakes region. Moving on into Friday and Saturday, we'll likely see the high pressure system moving out of the region, and that's going to return a southerly wind flow across the majority of the Midwest, bringing warm, moist air northward. And that's going to bring on warming temperatures, and much of the snow that accumulates here over this next 2 days will likely begin to melt, and it should melt rather aggressively as temperatures turn quite a bit warmer. A new storm system will then be forming in the central plains, and these two features will work together. The warm-up and the precipitation in the plains will end up spreading across most of the Midwest. We'll see the snow melt, and at the same time, a new rain event will likely move across a big part of the region. The combination of these two features will likely result in some significant runoff, and the ground will certainly be saturated if it's not already, and we'll likely see a little bit of ponding or even some local flooding occurring in a few locations. But because the storm system in the plains at the moment doesn't look all that aggressive, we probably won't see a lot of real serious flood conditions. However, with colder air coming into the Midwest next week, we'll likely see the drying rates rather subdued, and that means that the ground will still be wet when the next storm system begins to impact the region, which may not occur until we get out somewhere around the 19th or the 20th of the month. And my point here is that we're going to continue to keep most of the Midwest with a saturated or nearly saturated soil so that the threat of flooding will stay with us periodically as we move deeper into the month and on into April, perhaps. The temperatures across the region over these next few days will certainly be on the cool side of normal. We'll be looking at a lot of highs here today and tomorrow, running mostly in the 30s across a big part of the Midwest. Some 20s will occur in the northwest, and some 40-degree readings will occur in the south. We'll expect to see the temperature staying rather cool even on Thursday, but signs of warming will already be showing up in the plains in the southwestern Corn Belt on Thursday afternoon, where some 50-degree highs will likely start to emerge. The warmer air will overspread a big part of the Midwest as we move on into the weekend, and high temperatures in the lower and eastern portions of the region will likely be 50s and some 60s, and we'll still see some 30-degree readings in the northwest. The low temperatures at night are expected to drop down into the positive negative single-digit readings in the far northwest here overnight tonight, and possibly again tomorrow night. All other lows will be mostly teens and 20s across the Midwest, with a few warmer readings perhaps in the far southeast. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.